Everyone knows that a digital transformation is happening to our economy. But what does that really mean? And more importantly, how can people prepare for the new way of doing business? This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton sits down with the co-founder of a new digital university that is about to open in Silicon Valley. Do you want to succeed in the digital economy? That conversation is now.
Hello and welcome back. The old saw is that everything the internet touches, it disrupts, and in most ways that's very true. But there's a difference between the way we work and the way we do business. On previous Techonomics shows, we've covered retraining programs that help people transition from analog jobs to digital careers. For example, we've done shows on CodeTN in Tennessee that cranks out web designers and programmers, helping those folks find the new middle-class gig. Now, we've done a similar story out of Greenville, Kentucky, too. But that's work and workers. What about strategy and business? A new school is opening in Silicon Valley to address the business of the internet. Its curriculum is built on the idea of digital transformation. It's a 9-month course, either online or in person, that delivers not only new perspectives, but new skills. And it has a built-in network of Valley luminaries to boot. We grabbed the co-founder of this school called ISDI, I-S-D-I, for an in-studio chat. Here we go.
Steve Cadigan, co-founder of ISDI Digital University and head of digital transformation.
Let's start with how ISDI came to be and what you're trying to accomplish. A working definition.
Sure. Well, listen, I left the working world about 6 years ago from having a regular job in a corporation after about a 25-year in human resources. And throughout the entirety of my career, I've been focused on helping develop organizations and also finding the right skills for organizations to be successful. And what I'd been seeing since I stopped working was this trend of this narrative in the press around, oh, robots, artificial intelligence, going to be taking away and replacing jobs. And I also, while I was hearing that, was hearing from many of my friends and colleagues in, you know, small, medium, large organizations concerned that they weren't having the right skills or didn't have the right skills to keep up with all the digital transformation that's happening in the world. Now, I happen to have some friends in Spain who'd started a school, ISDI, about 9 years ago, and these are all professionals in a country where there's 30% unemployment, trying to address how are they going to grow their business when they couldn't find people with digital skills, digital marketing. And these are people who are running like Google Spain and Portugal, Amazon Spain, Facebook, and so forth, and they're trying to grow their businesses out there, and they just couldn't find people with the right skills. So when they looked at that and combined it with 30% unemployment, and they got together and said, we got to do something about this. We have got to put a school together. So they gathered all their friends that they could find and said, let's put a school together to really teach the skills that we need, because we don't want our children leaving the country to have to find unemployment.
Right.
So that was the genesis. It was a business problem. It was an economic problem. And I don't think that's too different from what we're facing here in the U.S., even in Silicon Valley, mm-hmm. which is kind of ironic. Every organization in every industry is going through some degree of digital transformation. And so my co-founder, Amir Meshkuri, and I, we've known each other for 25 years. We got together and said, let's talk to the folks in Spain and see if we can't bring what they're doing over here. And we worked with the state of California. They gave us approval in January. We launched in March. And since March, we've been trying to market to the universe of the Bay Area here that we have got this amazing Masters of Digital Business program that we're offering, which is a 9-month program mm-hmm. that's starting in September. And it's going to be delivered by, and this is our secret sauce, by some of the most accomplished digital and technical professionals that we have in Silicon Valley. And people just like, you know, Amir and I, we didn't used to be digital, but we learned digital over time. And many of these professionals have the skills to be able to help people figure out, no matter where you are in your career, no matter what industry that you're in, how to help navigate your career through digital transformation so that you come out in a very strong, capable position.
A couple of housekeeping follow-ups. Online only for this master's over the 9-month period, or in-person available?
We have both. We start an in-person program in September. Our online is going to commence in October.
If I heard your answer correctly, the curriculum applies across industries.
Okay, great question. I think the best way to answer that is let's just take a vertical or an industry, retail, for example.
Okay.
If you take a look what's happened in retail and how the sales of brick-and-mortar stores like a Macy's or like a Bloomingdale's or fill in the blank, a Nordstrom, mm-hmm. and look at what their revenue's done the last 10 years and then compare that to the revenue of Amazon.
Right.
You see the difference, and you see, you know, even the Walmarts. of the world facing incredible challenges from the brick and mortar. So a lot of how business is getting conducted in retail is moving in a different direction. And that's happened gradually, increasingly in recent years, even more aggressively, so that how you're going to build a career in retail is going to be very different. It's going to be relating to customers through online methods. And so what our curriculum is doing is helping people, for example, if you're in retail, address how to be successful in the future. Because where customers are spending time, where the eyeballs are, it's very different. It's not just foot traffic anymore, right? It's people checking out fashion trends online in a different place. And that's why one of the cool things about our program is we've got someone like Jenny Ming, who's the CEO of Charlotte Russe, on the board of Levi's and was one of the founders of Old Navy, helping people learn from her experiences around how digital is transforming all the jobs in the retail sector, for example.
What about cloud? How do you see things in cloud right now, and how does your curriculum apply to that?
Well, cloud is, in our curriculum, is a platform that people need to recognize how to leverage it and what it's about. But our program is not creating or building developers or software engineers. Our program really helps everybody else. That's why we call it a master's in internet business, not, you know, internet development, so forth.
Right.
So, for example, user experience along with data analytics and metrics, super, super important.
Mobile.
Yeah, mobile. That's right. Digital law.
Interesting.
Digital strategy. Law. Yeah, absolutely. It's a new frontier when you think about all the privacy issues that are coming up. I mean, one of the interesting stories that's, I'm sure, crossed the eyeballs of and the ears of all your listeners is what's happened at Google in the last few weeks, where there was a memo and there was a lot of discussion and a whole bunch of new issues that are raised. I mean, we've got this new dynamic of how we address issues and how organizations are having to respond differently. That's unlike anything we've seen before because of this new technology.
But some businesses are changing in increments, right? So does this help me stay ahead of the curve?
The way we like to think about this is that if you are a mid-career professional and your company is going through a digital transformation or you're interested in making a pivot, like a lot of people that I know are sitting in an organization, they're going through a digital transformation or they've had the email come down from above saying, hey, we're going to go through this, and they're not really sure what that means. If my customers are going on the internet, I want to know everything about how the internet works and how I can leverage that for my business. Your business is going through a transformation. Another great example is, let's just take the travel industry, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You and I were talking earlier about, wow, this increasing meme around robots and job loss because of technology.
Sure.
Did technology displace the thousands and thousands of travel agents in the world? As technology was implemented, online booking, you know, came out.
Right.
Of course it did.
Right.
But at the same time, think of the thousands and thousands of new jobs, the TripAdvisors, the Yelp, Airbnbs of the world, the Expedia, the Travelocity, the Priceline.com. And that's why I think the future is very bright and there's many new opportunities taking the storyline from the travel industry that are going to be created. It's not all gloom and doom.
I love your optimism when it comes to the digital revolution, because I always try to point out that the industrial revolution interrupted the agrarian revolution, which we still were able to eat and still are able to eat today. So you're right. The disruption can cause new economies to come in. Being able to identify them and maximize them, though, I think that's where your curriculum comes in.
No, absolutely. You know, when the last presidential election we had, a lot of the narrative was around jobs leaving the country. I think the bigger story was technology's impact on the current jobs here is a bigger storyline, how companies are digitally transforming and how we can help them. We're super passionate and super optimistic around how we can help people become more successful, more relevant, and become the digital leaders in their own companies. Not about necessarily becoming a programmer, but understanding how programming is going to change the world.
A culture education on top of everything else.
Absolutely.
What URL should we point people at?
It's isdidigital.university. We've got a lot of scholarships. We can also help people with tuition reimbursement if your company offers that.
Do you have any seats left for the September and October?
We definitely have seats left, and we're looking for a really great class for our first inaugural session, which is going to be so amazing. And, you know, the thing we're most proud about with this program is not just the knowledge you're going to get, but you're going to be exposed and learn from over 100 accomplished Silicon Valley leaders here who are the heads of their field. So you're not just gaining the knowledge from them, you're gaining the relationships, the networks that they have. You're having insight into their organizations, companies like, you know, Facebook and Google and GE and LinkedIn and AMD. And in the future, a lot of your success is going to be contingent on how good and vibrant your network is, not just your knowledge, because the skills that are important today are going to be different in 5 years. Mm-hmm. That's one thing we know. So don't you want to be with a school and a community that's going to help keep you relevant and vibrant. And that's what we're trying to build.
Thanks for coming in studio.
Thank you for having me.
That was Steve Cadigan, co-founder of ISDI. It's a school dedicated to the digital transformation of business and business executives through an online and or in-person curriculum called a Masters of Internet Business. Now, full disclosure, you may hear ISDI advertising on this station or others, but this segment is not sponsored. We chose this topic because it addresses the other side of the conversation we've been having about retraining for the digital economy. In broad strokes, we have discussed retraining the workforce, like learning to code, for example. ISDI and others address the strategy and approach to the digital economy, academically and culturally. For links and sourcing, you can check out the story that goes with this week's show. It's at kgoradio.com/techonomics. Links to this segment and all of our segments really also live at that URL. And that's going to do it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, of course, and for your feedback on our Big Blue Facebook page. If you have something to say or a story idea, hit us there. It's facebook.com/techonomicsradio. We also post links to the music for each week's show at that very same facebook.com/techonomicsradio, or you can hit me on the Twitters. I'm at KGOJason. For producer Liana Wilcox and executive producer Mike Anthony, I'm writer and host Jason Middleton. This has been Techonomics, and have great weeks, everybody.